दोस्तों, आज SBS हिंदी पर मेरे साथ एक बहुत ही खास व्यक्तित्व हैं जिनसे हम बात करने जा रहे हैं। उनका नाम है डॉक्टर पायल मुखर्जी। अब डॉक्टर पायल मुखर्जी खास इसलिए हैं क्योंकि उन्होंने एक अनोखी और बहुत दिलचस्प चीज़ बनाई है जिसे वो कहते हैं कि 3D प्रिंटेड ईयर, कान उन्होंने बनाया है जो 3D से प्रिंट करने के बाद इंसान को लगाया जा सकता है। डॉक्टर मुखर्जी, मुझे करेक्ट कीजिएगा अगर मैं गलत बोल रहा हूँ तो।
फर्स्टली शुक्रिया, इट्स अ ग्रेट प्लेजर टू बी हियर, एंड इफ इट्स ओके विद द मेडिकल टर्मिनोलॉजी, इट्स हार्ड टू पुट इट इन हिंदी, सो आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू डिस्क्राइब सम ऑफ द डिफिकल्ट कॉन्सेप्ट्स इन इंग्लिश, बट आई कैन, यू नो, आई एम फ्रॉम इंडिया ओरिजिनली एंड आई कंप्लीटली अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी, बट जस्ट माई ग्रामर इज नॉट सो गुड।
सॉरी, मैं आपको यहाँ रोकना चाहूंगा। इससे पहले कि हम साइंस की ओर जाएं, अगर आप थोड़ा सा हमें बता दें अपना बैकग्राउंड कि आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया कब आए और भारत से आपका क्या नाता है।
बिल्कुल, मैं 20-30 साल, 1990s में हम भारत से आए थे। तो माय चाइल्डहुड, जो बचपन है वो इंडिया में, माय अर्ली स्कूलिंग, प्राइमरी स्कूल सब इंडिया में था। मैं मुंबई से हूँ बट बंगाली हूँ, and then we migrated here and high school, university, sab yahan hai, and my family has migrated here with me, so I have a lot of family remaining in India, and I go there quite frequently. But what is really great right now is I've also managed to engage work with India, the country where I was born, and engage in research with India, and that's just been such a rewarding journey.
So, coming back to your development, recent discovery, what is a 3D printed ear? How does it work?
Okay, so there's two things that's happened in parallel. One's my PhD work that looks at the living 3D printed ear. As you know, with 3D printing, we do a layer by layer printing, and to build a structure. My PhD work was looking at novel technologies such as bioprinting, which involved 3D printing with living cells. So I'm an ear surgeon, I'm an ENT surgeon. I specialize in ear surgery. So I was looking at 3D printing an ear for people who have, either through cancer or congenitally, they were not born with a normal developed ear. And it happens to be the most common disease that affects the ear. There's a whole head and neck region is called microtia. And it also happens to be that microtia is more common in India than it is in Australia. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to print a living cartilaginous ear that we can implant in a patient. And that's what the Living Ear Project was about. That project is not ready for, we say in medicine, we use a term called clinical translation. We can't yet put it in a patient. That research is an animal phase of trials at the moment. One of the things that we got awarded at the end of 2019 when I was developing, I traveled to India to develop some research links, is a grant by the Australia India Council, which we're so grateful for. And that meant that we had this this partnership that we were traveling to exchange and build those networks, those research networks and collaborations physically in India. But when we went there, we realized that we needed something that has a tangible impact to patients now. And so the 3D printed ear project took morphed into 3D printing a prosthetic ear. So at the moment, when we use silicon projects, we can't actually, silicon, you know, if somebody is missing a body part, people sometimes, when you can't reconstruct it, you can give a prosthetic ear or a nose, and you can either attach it with glue or with magnets. And what we realized was there was no 3D printing solution to that either. It's manual, it takes long time and long process. And we started developing a digital platform to do it so we can make sure that those technologies are more, more people can benefit from it. And also we can work across borders, so between international borders and also between state borders, to make sure that more people in disadvantaged areas can also get access to the technology. So that's in a long way, but what the 3D printing project is about, the 3D printing ear, as we are doing it now with our Indian research collaboration, is a 3D printed silicon prosthetic ear, But the 3D printing, bioprinted ear, which is a living ear, is hopefully not too distant in the future.
So this prosthetic ear, does it look like a natural living ear?
Yeah, you'll be surprised. I was surprised. In this process, I've developed collaborations with prosthetists, not just in Australia, but also in India. And I've, you know, really grown to learn, I've learned so much about their work. But, I mean, I see these patients and you wouldn't know that they're missing body parts. And the art and the talent in that is so amazing. And it is very difficult to digitize all of that. But what we can do is digitize some of it so it makes them have the biggest impact that they can.
How does this collaboration work? And who are you working with in India at the moment? How was your experience?
Yeah, so, I mean, there are so many, you know, nothing, when you do difficult research like this, nothing happens on its own. So firstly, I just want to acknowledge university collaboration. So the project on this side of the water is between RPA Hospital, University of Sydney, University of Wollongong, and also Deakin University, where we have another fellow Indian professor who's providing the artificial intelligence expertise to this project. On the Indian side, we have Andhra MedTech Zone, which was sort of the first medical technology commercialization hub that was set up in the country, which is now spreading into a national national initiative, and it's led by this dynamic person named Jitendra Sharma, who has just been amazing at developing this collaboration. And then, of course, we have clinical collaboration. And our clinical collaborator there is Dr. Srini, who is actually based in Pune. So AMTZ is based in Vizag, and our clinical collaborator is based in Pune, but he's also the president of the Prosthetic Society, of the International Prosthetic Society. So these are just, you know, amazing dynamic people who we've just had been so fortunate to work with, because together we've had just tremendous impact.
Dr. Mukherjee, there have been lots of talks about collaborations between India and Australia, and people have been saying that these are very natural partners in research, especially. Do you think this could be one potential area where India and Australia grow together?
Definitely. I mean, cricket is usually the first conversation that comes, but medical research and medical technology is just has tremendous potential. And I mean, when you start looking in this area, you find out so many other people are working or wanting to work in this area. So I think the fact that the Australia-India Council grant was there and gave us some support and gave us some visibility. But once we were there, we found that when we, you know, present at talks and we present our outcomes, we find that there are a lot of people, not just in research, but, you know, medical training, medical education. There is so much crossover in the medical world between the two countries. So it's just natural that research and innovation will follow.
चलिए डॉक्टर मुखर्जी, हमें अब इंतज़ार रहेगा आपके लिविंग ईयर का, और जब वो बन जाएगा तो हम देखना चाहेंगे कि वो वाकई कितना जिंदा लगता है. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर स्पेयरिंग टाइम एंड शेयरिंग दीज इनसाइट्स विद अस.
बिल्कुल, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी, इट्स बीन ग्रेट, एंड आई विल डेफिनेटली कीप यू पोस्टेड.